Lutheran worship. Lutheran worship was called in German Gottesdienst. Literally, that means service of God. We commonly call it divine service. Although the divine service is definitely a two-way street between God and man, the most important part of the service is God's service to us. Without his service to man, there would be no service of man back to God. In fact, God didn't wait for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hosea says, "Come and let us return to the Lord, for he is torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us." First showing us by the law that we are the ones who have departed and need to return. Then God calls us by the gospel so that we come to faith in Christ. Through God's service to us, he heals, binds us up, revives us, and raises us up. Speaking the words of invocation in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is not really the beginning. Those words go all the way back to our baptism when God, through the minister, spoke those words over us and applied water to us. It's in our baptism that we were given the forgiveness of sins, a new spiritual birth, and made a child of God. So with these words, we call upon the one who is the only true God, and we remember what is sure, God's service to us in holy baptism. That was our beginning. Hymn 203.
136. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God, our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, pure sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, as called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have just confessed our sins, and God's representative has served us the forgiveness of sins. This daily confession and forgiveness are the life of the baptized. When we learn that God threatens to punish us, all who break these commandments, like the people on the day of Pentecost, we cry out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The only place to turn is to God Himself, the divine service to us. Psalm 124, verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord. Our God has promised, just as Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children, for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Now that we, the baptized ones, have repented and received forgiveness, we praise God in the intro, taken from the Psalms, in the Kyrie, and in the glory of Excelsis. There is no one else to praise, bless, or worship except the Father, the Heavenly King, the Son, the Lamb of God, and the Holy Spirit. The intro in your Bible is prayer collects all the teachings that are found in the reading into one theme for the divine service. Today's prayer is about the increase of faith, hope, and love. Faith is trust or belief that we are saved through Jesus' merit alone, which we have not deserved. Hope is the confidence that we expect to receive everything in the future which God has promised in His Word. Love is the free response of God's people toward God and man for all the kindness which we have mercifully received from God. There are three readings from the Word of God. In the Old Testament reading, the prophet and kings point forward to God's Son who had yet come in the flesh. In the epistle reading, the apostles point back to the now risen and ascended Lord who has accomplished our salvation. St. Paul says that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Then finally, Jesus speaks to us in the Holy Gospel. The reading of the Holy Gospel is the high point of the service of the Word. The work and words of Jesus fulfill the purpose for God's creation and all human history. Once the divine has served us His Word, we respond by confessing who God is and what He has done in the words of the Creed. We continue with the salutation. The Lord be with you. Almighty and everlasting God, give unto us the increase of faith, hope, and charity. And as we do obtain that which you promise, make us to love that which you command. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
That it should make the promise of no effect.
For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the Scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. This is the word of the Lord.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The hymn of the day is like the collect of the day, and that it is designed to sum up the theme of the divine service. The hymn asks that believers might be moved to praise God with a thankful heart. The blessings which we have and do receive in the divine service are countless. We often don't realize or express our thankfulness by our love of God or our neighbor. The way in which God is going to increase our faith, hope, and love is through enlightening us with His gifts in the divine service. So, the more we learn, Jesus, your boundless love so true, the more we will love like the Good Samaritan towards those in need. The end of the day. Nevertheless, this man did not believe that he Jesus was the promised Savior, nor did he believe that salvation was a free gift of God received by faith. So when Jesus told his disciples the gospel message that they were blessed in having the Savior standing before them, all of the Old Testament prophets and kings had longed for this day. The lawyer didn't agree. He wanted to talk about the law of God. This lawyer thought that God's law was more important and greater than Jesus. Who cares about Jesus' love? What about the law? The law requires our love. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's because of our love for God. But Jesus does not disagree with the man concerning the proclamation of the law. Jesus says, you have answered rightly. Jesus disagrees on whether this man has actually kept the law. Jesus tells him, do this. Yes, the law. Do this, and you will live. The law is right and good. But no one has loved God and his neighbor except with the sinless Son of God. Brag about the law all you want, but you have not kept it. And thus you will not have eternal life. This man wishes to use the law to brag about himself. I tell you, the law only points to Jesus Christ. The man realizes that for him to keep the law of love towards his neighbor, there's going to need to be a watering down of the requirements of the law. Exactly which people are considered neighbors? So the story of the Good Samaritan is an example of Jesus giving this man the full-strength law without any mercy. The story illustrates a love for an enemy that goes well beyond the actions of any which this man might have done. You see, you don't get to pick your neighbors. You are to be neighbor to whoever comes your way. Once again, what do we see? We see that Jesus has slain him by the words of his mouth. The law says, go. Go and do likewise. Here's the story. Do it. Gospel reading ends right there. And we hope that the man realizes that the Scripture has confined all under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus might be given to those who believe. Well, that's what Jesus desires. And our God desires to move this man from testing Jesus to belief in Jesus, from a misplaced trust in the law to trust in the gospel promise. This man's eyes and ears were blessed by Jesus, but he didn't count. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The offertory on page 143. Please stand. Thank you. Christ might see that she is blessed through the hearing of the word of Christ's forgiveness and not by works of the law. That out of love for Christ's redemption, that each of Trinity's members would be given the desire to be diligent in the performance of good works, of love for their spouse, child, parent, friend, co-worker, employer, etc. We ask that our Bishop James and our pastors Michael and Gary would be given strength to provide assistance and spiritual guidance to pastors and congregations. Bless our director Keeley and our teachers. We ask that you would fill our classrooms with children who need to hear about Jesus. Bless the work of Disciples Community Church in General Wells, Texas, and their pastor, Ernest Burnett. We ask that you would bless Seminary St. Ignatius begins its school year once again. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, who have given us this good land in which we dwell, we pray for our President Donald, our Governor J.P., our Mayor Steve, others who are elected and appointed to serve us in the various branches of our government. Grant that you would make, judge, and enforce our laws with integrity and clarity of mind, that they would recognize their responsibility to you, the one from whom all authority stems. We remember in particular the courts of our land, that all judges would interpret our Constitution and laws with impartiality and thus contribute to peace and stability throughout the nation. Look in mercy upon those who have been pummeled by hurt before, especially those who have lost loved ones, home, or employment. Keep the hearts of the disaster responders in despair and filling with courage. Protect those who serve in the armed forces, especially Timothy, Dan, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex, that they may diligently carry out their duties and be protected from all harm and danger. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
bless our sons, Rachel and Carolyn, as well as our elderly, Vera, Violet, and Rochelle. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Jade, Kev, Kevin, Kev, Linda, Rick, Michael and Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marsh, Tony, and Gary. Also, for the unborn child, Blake and Danielle. Be with our students, Kara, Manson, Eric, John, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we do remember the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
My ears are blessed. In this divine service, I have received abundant gifts. I should have been glad to come to God's house. I should have been thankful and rejoicing. Through the readings of the sermon, Jesus' words have led us ask for a clean heart and a right spirit. Forgive me, we ask. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. When you understand the divine service, the response is joy. Joy, joy, joy. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve, and obey him. Or Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. So now we're about to begin the service of Holy Communion. It is, once again, a divine service of God to us. In this service, he gives us the benefits of his Son's suffering and death. He gives us Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. pastor says, Psalm 116, verse 12 and 13, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up a cup of thanksgiving, a cup of salvation, call on the name of the Lord. So how do you give thanks for a gift? You receive it and use it. The Lord's Supper is Jesus' parting gift to his church. Let us give thanks to the Lord. He's truly good, right, and salutary, and we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Receive the cup of blessing, lift it up by our reception. We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins.
May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve the body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Meditation be sweet to him.
comes the end of the divine service, we realize that God has answered our prayers and given us that increase of faith, hope, and love. In the book of this, we confess with Simeon that our eyes are blessed, seeing, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. Our light, Jesus, is the glory of Israel, and it has enlightened us, Gentiles." Now the effect of God's word and sacraments increasing our faith, hope, and love have resulted in the fulfillment of the second part of today's collect. It says this, "And as we do obtain that which you promised, make us to love that which you command." A post-communion prayer asks for the very thing which Jesus was commanding his disciples in the gospel: faith towards God and fervent love towards the neighbor. Blessed by God, we depart in the peace of knowing that we have God's merciful forgiveness. We depart with God's name upon us. Set up for minutes. Page 150.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.